This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Detroit Lion quarterback Jared Goff, who joined us here on 97 on the Ticket. You know, it's funny because we're in such a weird place right now. And I think it feels like they're so authentically good that you just, we're watching this team and just wanting it to be the postseason, just wanting to see them carry this into the postseason. And the examples of how postseasons aren't like what we're seeing, like postseasons are more like the Houston game than the Jacksonville game. Postseasons are more like the Minnesota game than the Dallas game. You know, postseasons are tough. Postseasons are tense. Postseasons can go sideways in a hurry. But this team is playing at such a high level right now, it's really kind of hard to imagine, but they can go sideways in a hurry.
Yeah, I like how he refers to, we've heard other people refer to it as well, as the tournament.
Yeah.
Because it's what it is. This isn't, oh, best of five, best of seven. No, this is, you got to survive in advance. This is the tournament. Yep. And I think we get caught up a lot in how good the team is, and then we, as good as they are, I mean, Sunday was as good as it'll ever get, right?
Yep.
But, and when they have a performance like that, I think we start to put further and further in the rearview mirror the very real possibility of any given Sunday. This is, it really is, it's survival mode once you get to the playoffs because of that. Because anytime you can make a mistake and a team's going to capitalize on it. We've seen it happen in the other sports, and certainly it happens in football. We saw it in the NFC Championship game. You can't count any chickens before they're hatched. You have to be laser-focused, and it's really throughout the entire game.
I mean, do they basically only have one relatively immobile quarterback the rest of the year and Sam Darnold at the end? Everybody else can run some can run a lot. And it starts this weekend with Anthony Richardson, who I feel like is a good warm-up test for if you do face Jalen Hurts in the postseason. Like, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's probably more like Jalen Hurts than anything.
Yeah, and Darnold can hurt you with his feet a little bit, too. He's gone off for some runs. I mean, he's not a running quarterback, but he's a little bit more mobile, and if the opportunity presents itself, he can take off and pick up 20 yards if it's there. I think he's more mobile than Goff is.
Wow.
But I'll take Goff 1,000 out of 1,000 times over Sam Darnold. Jared Goff is just elite between the ears. He just processes the game differently and quicker than most everybody. So he's great.
Brock Purdy's 50 yards rushing against the Lions in the NFC title game was a big deal. Like, that's something that now, as we're moving forward and looking for vulnerabilities, is okay. This is the first stretch of this game. This Sunday is the first of a stretch of games, and where I worry a little bit about the lack of depth now at linebacker being a part of it. Are they going to be able to slow down a mobile quarterback? They're going to see a lot of that the rest of the way. You know, I've discussed how the regular season becomes this exercise in trying to check every box and answer every bell. Can they win on the road? Yes. Can they beat good teams? Yes. Can they win in bad weather games? Yes. Can they overcome injuries? Yes. Can they have a stinker of a half and still win a game? Yes. Can they
beat a mobile quarterback?
Now they have beat some guys that are more mobile, but this stretch of games are really going to get tested in that regard.
Yeah, because they have, I mean, look, Baker Mayfield is mobile. Geno Smith is mobile. But Anthony Richardson is a running quarterback. Caleb Williams is a running quarterback. And these are guys they're facing. Josh Allen is a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. When he wants to be, obviously, if you watch the game against the Chiefs, you saw how things finished up there, and that's just who he is. They've got real tests from that standpoint. However, the Colts overall aren't very good. The Bears overall aren't very good. The Bills overall are really good.
Yep.
But the next game's against Caleb Williams and Anthony Richardson. I think it helps the Lions in preparation for the Bears that they're taking on Anthony Richardson and the Colts on Sunday, because I think they're similar with the, similar types of quarterbacks. Both have immense talent, both can absolutely run, and I'm not sure who's ahead of who right now in terms of their progression as a player.
But the difference between like a playing a Richardson and playing a Brock Purdy or Sam Darnold is they call plays for Richardson to run the ball. Josh Allen gets plays called for him to run the ball. Jalen Hurts gets plays for him to run the ball. So that it's not improv.
Yeah.
That's part of the offense. And so I think it is a good dry run, Doug, as far as if you see Jalen Hurts in the playoffs, you know, if you see Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl or Josh Allen again in the Super Bowl, like those are guys that have to be accounted for on every offensive play. Like the Darnolds, the Purdy's, those are annoying because those aren't called. Like they just find a way to get out of a, you know, a sack or whatever, gain yards with their legs or just find an open receiver.
Well, and if you look at the quarterbacks the Lions have defeated this year, okay, they've defeated only one quarterback who's in the top 10 in the NFL in quarterback rating. And actually, that's not true. They've defeated two. They've defeated 9 and 10. They defeated Kyler Murray and Sam Darnold are 9 and 10. The best quarterback they played this year beat Detroit, Baker Mayfield. Outside of that, you start moving down the list. You get to 16 for Stafford. Jordan Love is ranked 19th in quarterback rating. Geno Smith, 23. C.J. Stroud, 24. Trevor Lawrence, they didn't play him. My bad. Dak Prescott, 27. So the quarterbacks are sort of assembled in the middle to the bottom of the pack. Now, to be fair, if you look at the best quarterbacks in the league right now in terms of quarterback rating, I relish the opportunity to face the top quarterback in quarterback rating, Lamar Jackson, because we know that's where we know where they'd be playing him. Or Joe Burrow. Lamar's 1, Burrow's 3. Derek Carr is quarterback in the team that's probably not a severe threat. Justin Herbert's in the AFC. Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts and Philly are emerging as a huge challenge here, as some expected them to be. And they, you know, they look like they were gonna have some problems earlier in this year, and they've really gotten things going. But as it stands right now, you know, the quarterbacks that they have beaten aren't great in terms of quarterback rating, although, you know, Kyler Murray's giving people problems, and so does Stroud, in spite of his ranking. Stroud's throwing too many picks this year, way more than he did last year. But, hey, challenges ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some big challenges coming.
All right, so I specifically asked Goff the question about being the Super Bowl favorite. I didn't think he would say it meant anything. I didn't think he would care all that much. But it's a weird place for all of us out here. And this is where I really want to get to the fans and how they're feeling. It's the first time the Lions have ever been a favorite to win the Super Bowl. It's the first time. The Lions are clearly getting national attention. As we look at the power rankings that they've come out today, it's a clean sweep. ESPN, The Athletic, you know, Sporting News, CBS Sports, Yahoo, everybody's got them number one. Everyone now is ranking the Lions as the best team in the NFL. And Yahoo wrote the following about the Lions. There is a big gap between number one and number two. Big Sean is telling TMZ he's already got his Super Bowl tickets. We took authentic phone calls from people wondering about Super Bowl tickets. I want to preface this by saying this is, we want to make this talk show a safe place for people to talk. Are you getting uncomfortable with all this?
Yep. A little bit.
Yeah. It's getting kind of weird. And I keep bringing up all the time left in this season. But the amount of faith that this town has in this football team, given its history, is a complete and total 180. 248-539-9797. Are you growing uncomfortable with this? And what is it that's making you the most uncomfortable? Because I keep bringing up how long seasons are. And I think it's only wise to look at it that way and to not get carried away and to not be counting any chickens before they hatch. But I don't scoff at people when they bring up things like the Super Bowl. It's the goal, and it seems realistic.
Well, it's absolutely a realistic goal. I just get uncomfortable with it because I'm somebody who kind of focuses. I try to focus, even as a fan, just on what's next. I don't want to think too big down the road, and I don't want to be too pessimistic about things down the road either. My concern the rest of the way is it's going to be the same concern I think everybody else has, and it's injuries. You know, they're having to overcome some really serious injuries. And with Anzalone going out, it means Jack Campbell's going to have to be even better than he has been, and that Malcolm Rodriguez is going to have to step up and be better. They went out and they got David Long the other day. I think that's a good pickup. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty solid linebacker, particularly against the run. Maybe he helps out. I don't know if he's going to play right away on Sunday or not, but I imagine that his experience in the league, he's not, you know, it's not like he's a 40-year-old veteran, but he's somebody who knows how to stuff the run.
We did a deep dive into why he's available. He's a really interesting case. We'll get to that later, but.
But I like where he's at, and I like that what he can add to this team. But they're having to overcome a lot on defense with all the injuries they've had to the defensive line. Now it's starting to get to the linebackers, and I'm knocking on wood that we don't see it get to the next level, which is, you know, maybe their strongest level right now is the secondary.
Are you growing uncomfortable with this borderline unanimous and over-the-top praise of our professional football team here in Detroit on November 19th? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.